And George Osborne is one of our favourites from this part. So what would you do with that dollar today, George? How would you play?
I'd stick to Group 1, Johnny, and back high-load ground.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
And Halo Ground goes on for an easy win. Dominates that race, won by 4.5 lengths.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We had a scratching yesterday, which was a setback for us on the early mail. We didn't get our investment. We saved the dollar. We kept it in the pocket. Scratched.
Yeah, it was a setback.
I thought we were going to win that. Two meetings today, Geelong this afternoon, Cranbourne tonight. Let's get to the Geelong information, please, with the number one man in curatorship.
Jim Dalton. He's a Friday specialist.
He is.
He's a Friday specialist. James Dalton, good morning.
Good morning, Whitey. Half, how are you going?
Good, we're going very well, thank you. The weather's not too bad today. The weather's been okay during the week. How has that played out for the track?
Yeah, it's been good, actually. Today we're expecting 16 degrees, fine day. Calm wind. So we had 2.5 millimetres about 48 hours ago, which was just perfect to take the sting out of the track. And we've had 4.2 millimetres for the whole week. So that puts us on a soft 5 this morning. Penetrometer's 5.40. And we're back in the true position, which everyone always loves.
So soft 5, could it get any better than that? Or do you think it will be where it is for the day?
It could potentially go up, yeah. It is on the better side of the soft 5, so the horses will definitely be on top of the ground. It's a really nice cover of grass, the inside 11 metres. We were 7 days ago out at that 11 mark, and that's a bit worn and torn, but they won't be going out that far. So I expect it to race well, and it should be a really good day.
Fantastic, Jim. As always, we'll speak to you soon.
See you later, guys.
So that is Jim Dalton's view of Geelong. Cranbourne tonight, soft 6, rail true, from the 1,600-metre mark to the 1,000, then 3 metres the remainder. And we'll have the latest information on RSN as the day progresses, being the night meeting.
Nice work. Let's get to Matty Elton. He's got 4 runners for us today at Geelong for Jim Bob. And Matty, good morning to you.
Morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. Now, 4 for us today. Race 1, number 4, is a 2-year-old filly debutante, Faraway Tree. Great set of books back in the old days. What's the Faraway Tree got for us?
Look, she's a nice filly. She's probably one would be looking to Dex Prep. She might find him a bit sharp for her today on her debut. But she's sort of done everything right and trialed well without doing anything special.
Righto, that's race 1, number 4, Faraway Tree, $31 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Race 2, number 10, Trinity Beach, nice place in Cairns, is favourite in this maiden event today. He's been really hoof on the till sort of stuff this campaign. Is today the day?
I certainly hope so. She's been frustrating. She's, you know, she races like she needs blinkers, and we put the blinkers on her and she didn't really go. And you know, she got out the back there last time and just missed by a pimple, and you know, hoping a better draw today she can settle a bit closer, and hope today's the day.
That's race 2, number 10, Trinity Beach. Race 4, number 1, Elantra, trying to break its maiden status as well. 6 starts, 4 placings in its career to date, over a little while now, second up this campaign, just missing at Kyneton last start.
Yeah, he was a bit stiff there. He just got held up at the wrong moment, and the winning was off and going, and he ran very well, and I couldn't see why he wouldn't run well again today. The horse looks better for the run. That was his first run for me, and from that gate, he should settle pretty handy up near the front, and being the good hope.
Right, that's race 4, number 1, Elantra, $4.20. And your final runner today at Geelong, Matty, is race 8, number 13, Runaway River, who broke its maiden last start at this track over the 11.35. Today, we go up to the 1,200 metres in the benchmark 58 affair. Can we back it up? The good horses do that.
I think she can. I think she's probably a bit better than what her record shows. She's just had a few niggles along the way. She's, you know, reasonably rightly race for a rising 5-year-old mare, and seems bright and well and trained on really well from that first up win, and I couldn't see why she wouldn't run well again.
Well, according to me, you've got a pretty good day ahead of you at the Geelong Racecourse today. What's your best for the punters?
I think the last.
The last, race 8, number 13, Runaway River, $4.60 in the early markets at tab.com.au out of the inside gate, going for back-to-back wins. I think we can do it, Matty. Good luck to you in the stable today and across the weekend as well. We appreciate your time.
Thanks very much.
Good stuff. Matt Ellerton with us today, 4 runners. And his best is race 8, number 13, Runaway River, $4.60. at tab.com.au. Nice work from Matty Allen. We'll get to the news. Johnny Bowden's got the latest. And after that, we're going to get to the Friday form. Big day of racing tomorrow at headquarters as Group